Welcome to the Black Sun podcast series, where you get a different pair of Black Sun experts exploring a topic that's at the top of their minds.
Today it's me, Lucy Spratt, account manager based in London.
And me, Anne Kirkby, IR and ESG director, also based in London.
Our angle for today was really about how regulation really creates an opportunity for businesses, enabling clients to kind of understand and get to know their audiences better. We understand that the AR annual report and kind of corporate reports are a huge investment for companies, requires a significant amount of time and kind of team effort. Do you believe that the annual report is sort of a true return on a company's investment?
Yes, I do. I do in the sense that, you know, the process of an annual report is really valuable for a company. It's really valuable for loads of different parts of the company to come together to agree on the story for the year. But I think there is one element of the whole process, which is sort of like the elephant in the room, which is that companies often don't really know who they're communicating with. When you ask companies, who's the audience for this report? They often go, oh, well, it's investors, obviously. It's also then, you know, a little bit our employees, or some say, oh, it's also our customers. Actually, it's pretty much everyone. And that's quite a lot to expect from one report to meet the needs of everyone, right? So it almost becomes a little bit of a jack of all trade, master of none. And also quite often we sort of go into situations saying, actually, so did you get any good feedback on the report? Or did you get any feedback on the report? And they often say, no, we didn't get any feedback on the report. We normally say, no feedback is good feedback. And I mean, that is a terrible KPI to have, right? So this whole thing of actually, who's the annual report for? And are you communicating well with those audiences? Do you need to maybe look at it a little bit narrower?
It sounds like there's, I want to say, onslaught of new regulation coming down the line. It is a lot. And kind of what I hear from my clients is where to start, what are we doing, what needs to happen. And I know this is definitely not necessarily a requirement for what they need to be gathering in terms of data and information now, but the process needs to be underway. Mm. And all this regulation, you know, we've got CSRD, ISSB, what does this mean for the annual report kind of as we know it?
I think that's a fair question. I think certainly in the short, medium term, it's going to mean that the annual report becomes very much of a disclosure document. So whereas before, it was sort of a mix of disclosure, but very much sort of communication in terms of the strategic report and perhaps even a corporate governance report, where we're trying to sort of set out our stall, communicate the story of the year. Some of that is going to be retained, but it's going to be a very large bulk of it is going to be disclosure, standard, where you can't really own the story. And that actually, I think, in a roundabout way, is going to force companies to look at, is this document all of a sudden meeting the requirements of all the different stakeholders they wanted to meet? Because a disclosure document is not going to be right for your employees. It's not going to be right for prospective employees. Because it'll be all disclosure, it's not going to engage enough with a number of audiences. And it's going to be fit, you know, perfect for some, but not for some others. So that really forces them to think differently about it. And one of the aspects, of course, of some of this regulation is around materiality and having to do a materiality assessment. I think there's a real opportunity there for companies to investigate a little bit more, tag on to that materiality process they're doing. You know, when they are going out to talk to the different stakeholders, anyways, as part of the materiality assessment, then figure out, actually, are we meeting the needs that you have from a disclosure perspective? Are we disclosing the right data? Are we disclosing the right information? Is it in the right format for you, et cetera, et cetera? So tagging that on and actually having evidence for what their needs are so that you can use that to tell those stories in the right format.
There's an opportunity here definitely to kind of understand what does this mean broader than just this report? How can we use this in broader comm strategies and across kind of different channels? I came from a more consumer background, kind of in PR and comms. And key to a successful campaign was always hitting the right audiences with the right insights and the right messages. And going through this process, you know, of materiality assessments, you're unlocking such great insights.
Much, much beyond the annual report, absolutely. And it's interesting. I mean, you mentioned that point around sort of consumer comms, right? A lot of agencies who are more focused on consumer comms will look at personas, will look at the journey that they will take, etc. And actually, in corporate comms, we often don't do that. Perhaps we should be looking at it. Maybe the right format for, say, a customer might be a fact sheet. Maybe it's on a product level. Maybe it's, you know, talks more about the traceability throughout the value chain. Every specific stakeholder will have some very specific requirements, right?
I guess also to mention the number of sort of sub-stakeholder groups as soon as you go into it, right? You've got your employees, but let's take an airline company, for example. You've got ground staff versus people in head office versus flight attendants. You know, everyone has their own sets of needs and kind of motivations. Anne, tell me, what might a future reporting suite look like?
Yeah. So I think instead of looking at a sort of a channel first approach, you need to be thinking about a stakeholder first approach and then identifying their needs and then identifying what those different formats are that you want to be communicating to them. And that could be that you have topic sheets, product sheets. It might be that you have data books. It might be that you have sort of a glossy short purpose report that is the element that attracts from sort of talent attraction perspective. It might be that you have a shorter document that looks at sort of the progress on your strategy. Because some of the, we can see the reporting standards will be looking at targets, will be looking at policies, et cetera, when it comes to sustainability. But it's in a very shackling format. So the sort of communication aspect of it is lost. And that's where you can have perhaps you need to have perhaps a shorter format for that, where you can really tell the comms story around it and communicate that and own that story a little bit more, because you won't be able to do that in the annual report.
It sounds like there are these opportunities sort of for a bit of blurring of the lines in terms of what can be done from a comms perspective. Like, can I use the word exciting? Probably not, but it is an opportunity.
I think a lot of companies in the foreseeable future will see regulation as a real hindrance, but, you know, it is what it is and we're going to have to deal with it. Why not turn it on its head and see it as a, you know, forced opportunity to look at this positively and look at the positive things that might also come out of it as a result?
What I hear from clients is it takes a lot of resource, a lot of time to create a reporting suite.
Yeah.
What do you say to that? I mean, it is an investment of time. It is an investment of resource.
It is. Yeah, yeah. But I think once you've got it set up, it's a question of maintaining it rather than starting from scratch every year. And it might be that some of these formats, you don't necessarily need an agency to help you with. You might be able to do that yourself. And some of it might not necessarily need to be updated on an annual basis. But I think if you get the right information, if you fill the needs of your different stakeholders in the right way, in the right format, in the right level of detail, then, you know, there'll be a lot more clarity internally in companies as well around what goes to whom. And it will save time, better stakeholder relationships, better perception of the company as proactive, et cetera. And I think increasingly it's a commercial opportunity for companies. You would always want to communicate with your customers. Why not communicate with them on sustainability as well if there's a commercial benefit to doing so?
So while this is an investment from businesses, which they need to make to address these regulations, there is a broader opportunity here to create more meaningful relationships with stakeholders and kind of to drive in a more positive way how a business is engaging.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would agree with that. I mean, at the end of the day, this is about sort of accountability. That's really where the regulation comes from in the first place. And obviously, it's about communicating how companies are transitioning.
Thanks for listening to the Black Sun podcast. If you have any questions or comments on anything you've heard, please do get in touch with us at Black Sun.